Nothing short of victory. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's what Ukraine's leader is fighting for, and Volodymyr Zelensky tells Fox News he needs more help to beat the Russians.
If we don't have heavy weapons, how can we defend ourselves? How can we fight against one of the strongest armies in the world?
Last night, the Pentagon announced an additional $300 million in military assistance, including armored vehicles and laser-guided rocket systems. In southern Ukraine, another attempt to evacuate people from the besieged city of Mariupol. Yesterday, a convoy of buses had to turn back because of safety concerns. Bipartisan pushback to a plan that's expected to send even more migrants to our southern border.
The Centers for Disease Control will end its Title 42 authority next month, a public health order that denied entry to asylum seekers during the pandemic. The program's end is likely to greatly increase the number of migrants trying to cross the southern border, and the Biden administration says it is planning for a secure, orderly, and humane process.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Actor Will Smith, who's still awaiting punishment from the Motion Picture Academy for slapping Chris Rock at the Oscars, has resigned from the organization.
Smith called his behavior shocking, painful, and inexcusable. He said, "The list of those I have heard is long and includes Chris, his family, many of my dear friends and loved ones, all those in attendance and global audiences at home."
Fox's Michelle Polino. Sarah Palin wants to return to politics. The former Alaska governor and vice presidential candidate is running for the congressional seat held for decades by the late Don Young. The Republican announced her candidacy on Facebook. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
He never breached the Capitol on January 6th, but a Vietnam War veteran who traveled to Washington, D.C. in a pickup truck filled with weapons has been sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison. Prosecutors say Lonnie Kaufman of Alabama was caught walking around Washington with a loaded gun and a revolver. More weapons, including a machete and Molotov cocktails, were found in his truck. In a note to the judge, Kaufman said if he had any idea that things would turn out like they did, he would have stayed home. Jury deliberations begin Monday in Michigan, where four men are accused of plotting to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
In closing arguments, federal prosecutors said the four men who remained charged in the plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer were enraged and wanted to start a second civil war. Two other men pleaded out and testified for prosecutors. The prosecution said two of the men scouted out Whitmer's vacation home and even constructed a crude fake house to practice in. But verdicts could vary here. An attorney for one man said his client is a pot addict, incapable of leading the plot. He focused on an Army veteran turned FBI informant, accusing the FBI of provoking the men. An attorney for another man charged said his client was never recorded committing to this plot. Three of the four men also face weapons charges. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Congress moves closer to decriminalizing marijuana at the federal level.
For far too long, Mr. Speaker, failed federal drug policies have torn apart families and devastated communities of color.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi before Friday's mostly party line vote.
If we take steps to legalize, we will without question increase the number of people who will drive under the influence of marijuana.
House Republican Pete Stauber. The bill is unlikely to become law. It's expected to die in the Senate. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.